Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. Why Jesus is the perfect mediator between us and God, between God and man? Simply because in him we see all the necessary characteristics that must be found in the mediator, in the Savior. For example, the Savior must be human. How could God, who is spirit, pay the penalty for the sins of man who is flesh? It was a human penalty he wanted to bear. Therefore, God acquired the human form, became a true member of the human race, and paid the penalty. As a man, Christ could represent humanity. By the way, Jesus understands your struggle and my struggle because he faced many of them as a human being on earth. Two, the Savior must be divine. Who can pay the full price, penalty, for all the sins people have committed, for everything wrong we have done, except a divine person, a perfect person? Therefore, the sacrifice had to have an infinite value. Everything Jesus did derived unique significance from his divine identity. Had he not been God, he could not have drawn near to God on our behalf. The Savior descended to us from God so he could lift us up to God. My friend, Jesus the Savior unites you with God. The Bible states, "For in Christ lives all the fullness of God in a human body." You read this in the Gospel, Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, which means that the fullness of the divine nature became incarnate and was indwelling in the body of Christ. The whole deity became incarnate and appeared in human form. In Christ alone dwell the essence and nature of the Godhead, not merely the divine attributes of divinity. Jesus as man was not merely godlike, but in the full sense, God. That's what the gospel teaches. This is a fact. We see here the personal union of the Godhead with the manhood in Christ. The personal habitation of the deity in and union of it with the humanity of Christ. So close and intimate that the Godhead inhabiting and the manhood inhabited make but one and the same person. Just like, as an example, the soul and body in man make but one person. How this fact is of the most important to you and me, Christ promised, "Here I stand at the door of your heart, and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. We read this promise in the Gospel, Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. So when you open your hearts to Christ, believe in Him, and invite Jesus to enter your life, He will come inside you through His Spirit, and you will become partaker of the divine nature. This is recorded in the Gospel, 2 Peter chapter 1. This is very, very important fact God wants you to know. Jesus promised, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. Jesus is standing at the door. Jesus is patient, waiting for admission. He is gracious. Christ is longing to have a love relationship with you, my friend. His emotion desires that our hearts be open to Him so He can enter our lives. This is love. Jesus Christ desires a love relationship with you that will give you rest. God actually speaking to your heart and conscience, offering you salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. I encourage you to open the door of your heart right now and welcome His entrance. Jesus Christ knocks, but He will not break the door open. You have to decide whether you will take or whether you will reject Jesus and His words. If you do nothing, that means the door will remain shut in the face of Christ. Christ died on the cross to bear the sins of the world, including your sins and the mine. Christ is alive now. He wants you and me to welcome Him in our lives. He pleads with you to believe in what He has done for you and repent of your sins, which means decide to forsake them. Forsake anything wrong you know you are doing that is not pleasing to God. You know that it's against your conscience. Decide to forsake it. Jesus Christ desires that you welcome Him in your life so you can receive the gift of God's forgiveness and the eternal life with God, which Jesus alone can give. All you need to do is to trust Jesus as the Savior of your soul. That is opening the door. It is like when I opened this morning the window shutters, I allowed the sunshine to come in. Jesus promised, I will come in to Him, dwell in Him, be really incorporated in His being. My friend, there is nothing better that can happen in your life than the actual dwelling of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, in your spirit. And I invite you, I plead with you, I beg you to do that right now. Repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. If Christ spoke to you, Jesus, I believe that you are my Savior. You paid the penalty for my sins. I invite you to come into my heart, to come into my life. Make me a child of God. Help me to experience God's forgiveness for everything wrong I have done. God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for loving me that much to make the ultimate sacrifice for me, to save me from death and from suffering in hell. Thank you, God. Help me to walk with you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's a Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know, you know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer the questions and objections Muslims have regarding the Christian faith, and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, attractive, and acceptable way to Muslims. Without compromise, of course. So many Muslims have become believers and followers of Jesus Christ after reading this book. You can read some of these testimonies on our website. I encourage you to contact our ministry at 714-514-2558. Again, the number is 714-514-2558. Get 2 copies of this book, one to equip you and another to give to a Muslim person you know or you will meet through divine appointment. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, rejoice with you, send you some free materials, and give you any advice I can. Rest of my audience, pray with me that God will fill us with His Spirit and the Christ will fill every area in our lives, all our minds, all our feelings, and enable us to manifest His love and communicate the message of His salvation to multitudes of people, including Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen. God's grace, peace with you. Salam.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.